Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. How's everybody doing? Got a special guest today, Diane Collins. She's going to be with us. She's got kind of a new way of looking at life, and her book is called Do You Quantum Think? Excellent advice in this book, though not intentionally intended, toward ex-offenders as they try to, and we try to rebuild our lives upon reintegration. Diane Collins is our guest today, so join us, will you? We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Hey, sure, we'd like to hear from you. MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Drop me a line. Sure, we'd love to hear from you. MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Hey everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Diane Collins. She has a new way of looking at life and thinking about it. She spells it out in her award-winning book, Do You Quantum Think? And she's also got a blog on Huffington Post, which is cool too. Diane, how are you?
I'm great, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing super. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself so we know where it is you're coming from. A little bit about your background. Tell us about Diane.
Yes, definitely. I invented a system of thinking called Quantum Think. It's actually 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness. And the whole purpose of it, I would say my life quest, Rodney, has been to actually figure out a way, to discover a way that we could live the wisdom rather than just know it. So we know we should, what we should do. We know how we should be. We know, you know, all the spiritual wisdom. We know all the practical wisdom. And yet when it comes down to it, we all have to deal with our own mind. And so this is what my work is about. And I work with my husband, Alan Collins, who's a master quantum think coach. And we have been actually delivering quantum think to people in all walks of life for more than 20 years. It works, and it's instantaneous, which is good. And from people, we consult senior executives in major corporations. We've done our work with entrepreneurs. And we did our work in an adjudicated school for teenage boys who had been in trouble with the law, and where the judge was able to say, instead of going to a regular jail, they were sent to this special school where they would, quote, become gentlemen and scholars. They had to before they got out. Mm-hmm. And so we even did quantum thinking with them, and we saw some immediate shifts.
Excellent. So can you give us just a good, solid definition of what quantum thinking is? What is that?
A good, solid definition. I've probably done it about 20 different ways, but quantum thinking is a way of getting in command of your relationship with your own mind. Now, you know, what happens is we look and say, you know, why do I have negative thoughts? Why do we turn on the news and see all the undesirable things that are going on? Why do I feel the way I do, and I don't want to feel that way? And what I discovered, Rodney, is that though we imagine we think freely, we all want to think that, you know, we're independent thinkers, I'm choosing my thoughts, most of the time we're not. And that there's another bigger picture, that our thinking is actually shaped by the prevailing worldview. Very simply what we as a humanity believe to be true about the nature of reality, how it works, and our mm-hmm. role in it, and what we're capable of, what's possible for us and what not. And so we're in a quantum age, and we have a lot more information about the role of our own thinking as it pertains to our general state moment by moment, and also to all of our results, including, as I said, our inner peace of mind, our relationships with others, our ability to communicate, and then the outer world results, our ability to move forward after you have been in prison, incarcerated, and you know, how do you move forward from that? So quantum thinking enables us to make the leap from, as I was saying, we're in a quantum age, but we're still very much as a humanity, as a culture, it's not personal, Rodney, under the influence of what I lovingly call old worldview thinking, the industrial age world thinking. Mm-hmm. And the big difference is that the science of the industrial age declared only what's physical is real. And so quantum think is not about science. It's about how we can use the discoveries of science to reshape our thinking. So how did that map onto our thinking, that only the physical is real, you know, that, and that it was a mechanical, it was the universe as machine. So in many ways, we became mechanical too. If you translate physical matter as circumstances, then you look and see that the circumstances have, for the most part, been dictating our life going mm-hmm. forward. Whereas the big leap, the quantum leap to a quantum worldview, which is what quantum thinking enables us to do, mm-hmm. is the leap to where the scientist said, well, wait a minute, it's not just a physical matter-only universe. The real foundation of everything in our reality is mind. It's more like not like a giant machine, like a giant mind. So you look at that and you say, if God gave us, or however you relate to Source Creator, if God gave us the clay that we get to create with, then now the science and the spiritual wisdom is matching that, which is universal spiritual wisdom, which is and has been being proven by the quantum physicists for the last 100 years, and especially in the last 10 to 20, that we have an effect with what we hold in our awareness, with what we hold in our consciousness, with how we shape our intent, that has a direct effect on how our life will go, on how mm-hmm. the future will go, how each day and each moment will go. So quantum think is for the purpose of getting that kind of masterful relationship with your own mind, with your own thoughts.
Okay. What I want to do is to put this in a practical sense, and there's two things I want to know. Practically, what does this kind of thinking do for, number one, our self-esteem, and number two, our serenity? How does it affect our self-esteem, and how does it affect our serenity to make the shift into thinking this way?
Well, I'm going to give... how it affects it is that you connect to that which is the power within us. So you could say, and, you know, not everyone is religious, I know, but you don't have to be religious, but you do need to realize in your experience, and this is how it affects both the confidence, the self-esteem, you need to know in your experience of yourself that in every moment you have the opportunity to shape your life anew. In every moment, you are that aspect of divinity of which we all are. You are that magnificent being, no matter what you have ever done in your life. And if you have been incarcerated, then you have already paid that. That you don't have to look back. Now, it's easy to say that, Rodney, right? This
sure.
is what I was talking about at the beginning of the interview, that,
right.
well, we all know what to do, right? I shouldn't relate to myself. I shouldn't make myself wrong. I shouldn't have this affect me going forward. But I'm going to give you something practical right now.
Good.
For your own serenity. And this is a practice that can shift you immediately and for the rest of your life if you do it, okay? So here's what it is. You can make a distinction between a thought that you originate, that's initiated, generated from you, that you're choosing consciously, and a thought that just visits. Now, from a quantum worldview, let me give you a little bit of technicality on this. We exist in fields, in relational fields. The fields are invisible for the most part. It's an energy field. It's an energy field that is an intelligent energy. And we know it's everything. It's conscious, it's spiritual, it's energetic, it's energy informed by intelligence. And it's a mind field. Mind meaning, again, what we hold in awareness. So we are not separate from one another. And in these fields, we're connected. We know that because you can walk into a room of happy people and you feel it immediately. Even if they haven't said a word, you can walk into a room of disgruntled, complaining people, angry people, and you feel it. How do you feel that? Because of this connectivity that we all have. We're exchanging energy, intelligence all the time. So what I say is that these thoughts that visit, let them fly by like a bird past your window, because many of the thoughts that we have, Rodney, we didn't choose. Now, how do you know you didn't choose it? I'm going to tell you, because if you were at conscious choice with that thought, you would not choose a self-deprecating thought. You would not choose a negative thought about yourself or those you love. You would not choose a disparaging thought, right? No one would choose that.
But we all have those thoughts.
But we have them. So this is what I mean. Make a distinction between a thought that visits from the surrounding mind field. For fun, I call it the thoughtosphere. There's a biosphere around the body, around the earth. There's a thoughtosphere. And we're picking up intel, you know? It's like you go on the internet, you know, where's that located? It's the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime, infinite mind of humanity. And what are we connecting into? What is the reality that we're connecting into is whatever we decide to click on or touch with our smartphone or whatever we've got. So it's like that. It's an infinite possibility universe. In every moment, you have the opportunity to choose, to hone in on, to click in on however you want to hold your reality, because the underlying, this is the most important thing to know, the underlying quantum discovery is that there is no absolute reality. There is, other than what you might think of as eternal creator, but for everyday human life, there's nothing absolute and fixed. You see, the old world, the machine age view, taught us to see things as solid and fixed. That's a circumstance. That's the way it is. I did something wrong in my life. People are going to look at me that way. I'm going to have bad feelings the rest of my life. And that's just the way it is. But with the quantum thinking, you realize that is not the way it is. How it is whatever you choose to live from.
Okay.
Not because
let me stop you right there. We're going to have to take a real quick break. I knew this was going to be an interesting discussion. Diane Collins is with us today. We're going to be back more with Diane right after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Hey y'all, got an idea for a show? You know someone who would make a good guest? Do you have a success story that you'd like to share? Get in touch with me and we'll talk about it. I promise you, I'll give it serious consideration. MathersRodney at yahoo.com. MathersRodney at yahoo.com. We're talking with Diane Collins. She has a book out called Do You Quantum Think? And this is a way of thinking that she has invented. It sounds very, very interesting. And I wanted to ask you at this point, Diane, how do we make this transformation? I know you mentioned the idea of choosing the thoughts that come to us and having a realization of which of those thoughts were fleeting and which ones were genuinely from ourself. And I get all that, but how else does someone make this transition from the way we think now, what you call the machine age thinking, to quantum thinking? How do we make that shift? What are the steps somebody
would take? I'm
going to
give you the 1, 2, 3 step. Okay, the first step is to realize that every thought you have, you do not have to own. You do not have to identify with it in any way. It's not the absolute truth. It's just a thought. Just because you have a thought doesn't make it the truth. You don't have to believe it, and you don't have to latch on to it. It's like a bird past your window. You don't hop on the back of every bird that crosses your path. You let it fly by, that thought. Why? Because you are quantum thinking and you realize a thought that you give meaning to is giving you your experience. So if you're having a thought that is not giving you the experience you want, you let it just go. And then what do? This is step two. So the first thing is don't latch on. Let the notice a thought. If it's giving you a bad experience, whatever meaning you're attaching to it, let it fly by. Step two. Now you need to create a thought that will give you an experience you want. How do you do that? You create your intent now. Now intent is something that activates your energy, your experiential energy. Intent is not the truth either. Intent is a choice that you are deciding to live from. It's like the half glass half full, glass half empty. The
right
circumstance is the same, but what's going to shape it going forward? So step two is create your intent. So let's say that if you have the disparaging thought, I don't know how I'm ever going to get out of this negative thinking about myself from the past, you would interrupt that thought and the step two, create new intent, an intent that I'm going to choose to live from, is said like this, as if it already is. that I am absolutely happy with myself and the way my life is unfolding newly now. You can make any statement that feels right to you. That statement is not, it's not the truth that I'll never be happy again. It's not the truth that I'm happy now. Neither of those are the truth when you're quantum thinking, Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
The point being that when you understand the faculties of mind, and of course that's all explained in my book, Do You Quantum Think? It's not just explained, you experience when you're reading it. And I'll tell you another source that I think would even be better for your listeners. But it's that you realize you're not stuck with any fixed reality, even the way you relate to yourself. So you create from intent. Intent is the divinely bestowed faculty of mind that we have been born with that enables us to create. Intent is the active dynamic of creation for human beings. So step two is you create your intent. I'm absolutely thrilled with the way my life is unfolding and that I have a whole new wonderful future. And I'm experiencing it daily. I wouldn't even make it in the future. I'd say I'm happy about the way I'm feeling now every day. So that's what, it's a choice. It's like, you know what? Yeah. I grew up shy. I was afraid to speak. I couldn't raise my hand in school unless I absolutely was 1,000% sure of the answer. And then all of a sudden, I was found myself in my destiny in a profession where I have to speak. I have to lead to, you know, hundreds, thousands of people. And every time I would want to go on to do that on the first day of our program or going on the radio or whatever, I would get the dread. So I thought, wait a minute, let's walk the talk here, Diane. Interrupt that old way of relating to myself as the shy little girl hanging on to my mother's skirts, as she describes it, and create the intent. I love speaking with people. I love leading to groups. I love being in the media. Was that the truth? No, but you know what, Rodney? That became a way of shaping my life. Now, we're not used to realizing that the what we hold in mind literally has an effect on the creation of reality, of what we experience. So that's step two, create the intent. And step three is allow for what the universal intelligence unfolds, because you will attract to you many results, many opportunities, many experiences consistent with your statement of intent. So that's it. One, don't let go and not, you don't have to own every thought you have. It's not the truth. You don't have to believe it. I don't care if you have a stack of evidence of 10 years for it. It's still not the absolute truth. Let it fly by. Step two, create your intent in the present tense as if it already is that way. Make it a feeling like I'm happy about this. I'm ecstatic about this. I'm glad the way it's unfolding. And step three, allow. This is another faculty of mine, allowing. We're not used to it. We all want to go, what do I do? What's the next step? But it's an allowing when you're quantum thinking. You allow and you start to see, wow, you know, I started feeling really good about myself. And all of a sudden, I'm meeting all different kinds of people. People are offering me jobs, opportunities. I'm getting invited. I've got a new girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, whatever. The family's related to me different. And I can tell you this, everyone listening in this conversation now, that we've had clients who have absolutely turned themselves around in an instant. This is, doesn't take time. It's
well, I tell you, Diane, I like this. I like the positive nature of it. I like the fact that you're telling people and and something that we may have mentioned a few times on the show before, but you're telling people that they don't need to let that thought, which will lead to a behavior that could get you in trouble, you don't have to let that control you. And I like the way that you're saying all these things. How do we get the book?
We get the book. You can get the book on anywhere online, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. The best thing to do is visit my website.
Okay.
And that is DianeCollins.com. Diane has two N's, DianeCollins.com. On my website, there it tells all about the book. There are links to buying it. You can buy it in stores as well. You can order it at your local store. And it also has a lot of free audio and video. You'll be quantum thinking immediately. There's a study group that my husband and I did. I left all the audio on there. You listen to that, and I promise it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You will absolutely have a complete transformation in your life.
Diane, this is good stuff here, and you're very good at presenting it. I want to encourage people to take a look at that website. She has a really cool website, and it does have a lot of neat stuff to listen to for free. And I'm going to check the book out, and I suggest, you know, if it's something that interests you, that you do the same. Diane, thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
It's
I wish we had more time.
It's been an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
All the best to everyone.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back after this. My name's Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all, got a lot of good shows coming up in the next few weeks as we finish out the summer and go into the fall. If you know anyone who can benefit from the Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers, pass the show along, okay? And we've reached the end of another show. I want to thank my very special guest today, Diane Collins, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.